K-Man's in focus. I'm Dave Lewis in for Brandon Peoples, who's on assignment. And on the program today, we have Beth Klug, the Executive Director of Shepherd's Crossing, and Development Director C. Clyde Jones joining us here. A little bit later on the program, we'll have some guests from Manhattan Parks and Recreation to bring us up to date on a number of things that are happening there. And C. Clyde, one of the things that you have had really just a handful of executive directors over the years with Shepherd's Crossing. Why don't you give us a brief background on who all has served in that capacity?
Oh, I would love to do that because they've really been the heart of our operation. I mentioned that Diana Chappell had been our initial director. She worked for two years. And then we had co-directors. Shirley and Paul Fleener stepped in and took over on a volunteer basis. And they stayed in that role until 2005. And under Paul's direction, we moved from what I'm going to call an unstructured organization to a highly structured one. And he came up with the idea of some fundraising for all businesses in Manhattan. So we were indebted to Shirley and Paul. And Shirley has still been coming in working as a volunteer recently. Following those two, in 2005, we had our first paid director, Jan Canizzo, and she really turned things around in terms of our internal operations. She was absolutely wonderful. She stayed for 5 years and had what we call social service burnout. And she was replaced in 2010 by Beverly Olson, who had been associated with Manhattan Christian College. And Beverly stayed until December of 2018. And in 2017, we brought on board an office manager named Beth Klug. And what a blessing. Beth was on hand when Beverly left, and she stepped in as our ED. And she's done a tremendous job because of her compassion for serving people.
And Beth, let's turn the discussion over to you now. And let's talk just a little bit about some of the things that you've experienced within the last year and a couple of months with regard to COVID-19. And I know Shepherd's Crossing has been essential in the distribution of a lot of funds that have been donated through various programs. So how did that all come about? And maybe give us an idea of how many funds you helped distribute.
Sure. So I've had a lot of folks ask me if COVID changed what we do or how we do it. And I guess the answer to that is yes and no. During lockdown, we were not open for face-to-face meetings for 9 to 10 weeks. But during that time, my director of client services and I came into the office and continued to help folks with funds for rent, utilities, and prescriptions via phone interviews, emailing their information to us, faxing it to us, dropping it in a Dropbox. During that time, we also did a lot of networking. Clyde mentioned how we communicate with other agencies within the community. And if anything COVID did, it built those connections and those collaborations even more during this time, because we all needed to learn from each other. We learned more about PPE and temperature taking and COVID screenings than we ever thought we'd have to learn. We became experts in all those areas. And on June 1st, we opened back up for face-to-face meetings with our clients. We were very thankful for some brave volunteers who were willing to come in. We had board members step up and build us plexiglass dividers for each of our counseling stations so that our clients and our volunteers both could be safe, or as safe as we could allow them to be. Besides the obvious physical type changes that happened because of COVID, we found it more critical than ever to collaborate with all those agencies. We all had never faced a worldwide pandemic before. One thing we noticed pretty quickly is that our client base kind of changed in dynamic. We had, at one point, 60% of our clients were brand new to Shepherd's Crossing. Now, that's decreased back down a little bit, But during the heart of COVID, 60% of our clients were brand new to Shepherd's Crossing. They had never needed assistance before, but families had had their income reduced either because of furlough, they had lost their jobs, businesses had closed. Kiddos were now home from school and doing remote learning, so they needed to be home with the kids. Just lots and lots of ways that income was dramatically affected. So we were able to help those families. You asked the question about how much did we help with. In 2020, we helped with over $400,000 in assistance for rent, utilities, and prescriptions. So the need has been tremendous because of this pandemic.
Did you say 400,000?
Some of those additional funds we...
Did you say 400,000?
It's a lot.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Goodness gracious. Okay, I'm sorry I interrupted. You were about to say something else there.
Yeah, lots of need out there. Well, some of those funds that we were able to combine with our funds were from the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation COVID Relief Fund, and that allowed us to help our clients with a little bit more. So it was enough to kind of push them over so that they could actually pay their rent. They could actually pay their utility bills. So that was a real blessing for our clients to combine our resources with those resources as well.
Well, we're a little bit, there's always some long-term topics that we could talk about with regard to Shepherd's Crossing, but congratulations on 20 years. Beth or C. Clyde, do you have anything else that you'd like to sneak in here before we move on to our next segment today?
I want to be sure we thank Manhattan Broadcasting Company for support they've given us through the years. We've always been able to call on Manhattan Broadcasting Company for any assistance we need. And in particular, we're doing the 10th annual C. Clyde Run this year.
10 years.
Yeah, and the proceeds from that go to Shepherd's Crossing. We get $25,000-$30,000 a year out of that run. And Manhattan Broadcasting Company goes to great lengths to help us publicize that. We have 3 weeks of promos on all of the Manhattan Broadcasting stations. So I want to tell Corey Reeves, thanks big time, Corey.
All right. Well, we're proud to do that, and we're looking forward to having another successful C. Clyde run. That is September 25th?
September 25th.
All right. Well, and a reminder, Grow Green Match Day is a big day, and we hope that people will help out on that as well. Beth, just real quickly, how can people reach out to you at Shepherd's Crossing?
Well, they can reach out by calling us at 785-776-1470. They can find us through our website. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So watch as we're going to be putting out a lot of fun videos for our 20-year anniversary, and watch for a celebration sometime late summer.
All right. C. Clyde Jones, good to hear from you this morning. Thank you for joining us, and thanks for all the work that you've done on behalf of a very grateful community. Wish you well, and don't we have a 98-and-a-half birthday thing coming up here before too long?
Oh, yeah, June 21st, I'll be 98-and-a-half, looking forward to 99 in December.
Beth Klug, Executive Director of Shepherd's Crossing, thank you for joining us as well. Appreciate the work that you all do.
Thank you for having us.
When we return from the break, we'll be visiting with a couple of folks from Manhattan Parks and Recreation. We have Wyatt Thompson and Randy Clifford that will be joining us. It's K-Man's In Focus on News Radio KMAN.